gluttons for punishment. It's time for Shitty Song of the Year. Qualifying round. Losers
win again. It really puts it in a weird mood. Like, the intro starts out like, oh, sweet, we're fucking here for the qualifier. This is awesome. And then it, like, it's real somber and depressing. And then I'm supposed to start the show off, like, all hyped up, like, hello, everyone, and welcome to Shitty Song of the Week.
It's an emotional roller coaster, Brandon. We're at the end of the year. We're wrapping things up. We're gearing up for Shitty Song of the Year, and we're eliminating and moving shit through. So it's, you know, it's an emotional roller coaster. You know how we do it around here.
I suppose so. It just dawned on me as we were playing. I've heard that clip numerous times. It just dawned on me the moment that she hit play on it. I was like, oh, wow, that's really depressing at the end.
My bad.
Oh, goddamn. Well, with that, hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Shitty Song of the Week, show where I'm your host, Brandon, and joining me, as always, is Red. How's it going, bud?
What's going on, dude?
And we got Teresa with us as well. Teresa, welcome.
Hi, guys. Glad to be here, as always.
What up, Teresa?
It's Shitty Song of the Week. Loser qualifier, baby.
That's right. Oh, yeah. We have a lot to get through tonight. The main show's over. We gave you guys the chance to vote and determine what songs were going to go up for Shitty Song of the Year. Once or twice a year, we decide to bring a couple losers back in and give them a second chance to compete. And that's what we're going to be going through here tonight.
Hell yeah. So the losers really do win again, Brandon.
I guess so, but it's still depressing, Red.
All right. Maybe for the next one, we won't use it. We'll just put in Adam's part. It's fine.
I'll just fuck it with you, bud.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, we got, like, what is it, 18 songs to go through tonight?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And you guys know how this goes. If you don't, maybe I'll just explain it to you. We've assigned all of these songs a random number. I don't think it's based off of anything. We just gave them a number as we were pulling clips for them. And we run them through the random number generator, so the matches are already predetermined. We play the clips, we make our judgments, and the top two songs are going to move on to compete in Shitty Song of the Year.
Woo!
Woohoo!
I feel like you guys orchestrated that.
We've been practicing all week.
If you just knew how many times I said woohoo this week, it'd be unbelievable, Brandon. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. All right, so let's just get right into it, shall we?
Hell yeah. I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get this up here. And the first matchup is going to be number 18 and 15, Teresa.
Ooh, so that is going to be Humpback Chunk versus, Lil Uzi Vert.
Okay, so we got a cover going up against Damn, I Just Nutted.
Or wait, no, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong one. So it's Humpback
Chunk. Oh, okay.
Humpback Chunk versus John Rich.
Oh, wow. That's a no-brainer. No-brainer.
Yeah, it really is. But we, you know, just out of formalities, I feel like we have to play these clips.
We'll play at least one.
Oh, no.
Wow.
All right, so what are we starting off with?
So how about we start off with Humpback Chunk?
All right.
Put my hand around her throat. She choked. She got an attitude. On swole. Deliver that dick. On go. Bitch, you got a bitchy attitude. Oh, no. Spray them legs and get in the bed. Get her all up in the bed. But look shorty to the headboard. On some naked shit. Ain't that some shit? Woo. Bitchy attitude.
I feel like Jody really shot himself in the foot with that one. Like, it is a terrible song, but it's just entertaining enough to squeak past all that
shit.
It
is.
Right.
It's so charming.
I don't know. Play the fucking John Rich thing, and then I'll plead my case.
Yeah.
It seems like these days,
no matter what you say,
someone's losing their ever-loving mind. It's like they're looking for a reason to have the fragile feelings hurt every single time. My country truck, I gas it up. You got your fancy Tesla hooked up to a plug. I know you're mad, you think I'm bad, 'cause I'm breathing free at last and you're still stuck behind your mask and I'm...
I forgot how long I made some of these.
All right, so what are we thinking?
All right, so here it is. Entertainment-wise, Humpback Chunks got that shit in the bag, right?
Right.
100%.
Funny, Humpback Chunks got it. Now, if you take the lyrics and the way that Humpback Chunk raps, and she misses the mark on some of them, and she rhymes bed with bed, artistically, it's not that good.
Of course not.
But then you got John Rich over here, who's just obnoxiously bad. It gets on my nerves. You're right about the barely squeaking by with the entertainment factor. You're absolutely right about that. But, oh man, all right, John Rich is worse. I can't talk myself out of it. John Rich is worse for sure.
What are you thinking, Teresa?
I was just trying to plead a case against Humpback Chunk is all.
You tried.
I know.
For me, it comes down to hokiness because, like, this is, it's a borderline parody song, in my opinion, because it's just so hokey and corny. But the Humpback Chunk song is hokey and corny because it's just so ridiculous. But she put a lot of effort into that song.
Did she?
For her, I think she did. I think she put a lot of effort into that, and this was the best that she could do. But it's always the same argument that you have a professional artist like John Rich putting out trash, and then you have an independent artist. And I have to go with John Rich just because I think it's worse if you have high status as a musician and you're putting out that type of shit with so much production and so many people behind you. Like, Humpback Chunk is just doing her best with what she got.
Well, it's good to know that Teresa's grading on a curve tonight.
That was the longest way around to say John Rich was worse, Teresa.
Hey, you give an explanation. Why can't I?
But I will say that you had me sold on you were going to pick Humpback Chunk, though, for real. You had me sold on that for a second.
Bait and switch.
Right.
It really doesn't matter what I think, you know. Teresa, you can finally say that now. That's got to be nice.
Hey, Brandon, what do you think?
Well, it's funny you say that.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. John Rich is moving on.
Yeah, exactly.
That feels good.
The Humpback Chunk song is much worse. Like, if she didn't say, damn, I just nutted, there's no redeeming factors to that at all. To me, that beats country edgelord douchiness all day.
Right. Hey, Teresa.
Hey, Red.
Can you play clip number two for Humpback Chunk, please?
Yes, I may.
Humpback Chunk. Baby, I'm with you.
Gonna go through the whole chorus, huh?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Damn, shorty got an attitude.
The whole intro.
You and your bitch. I like to fuck, I like to rub, I make you just nut, a slap on your butt, damn, I just nutted.
All right. Anyway.
All right. So with that, I guess John Rich is moving on.
John Rich.
All right. Well, damn, I was kind of hoping that Humpback would last a little longer, but here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Yep.
Okay, so the next match is going to be 1 versus 16.
Okay, so 1 is going to be Sleigh Bells Comeback Kid.
Okay.
And then it's going to be Robin Thicke Blurred Lines. Okay.
I'm honestly trying to remember the Sleigh Bells one.
Oh, you'll remember it. You'll remember it.
We'll play a clip.
I'm gonna.
Yeah. I don't remember that. I know we brought it. I just don't remember it.
Yeah, it was the comeback episode.
Oh, okay.
Her cadence is catchy. Yeah.
It does have a catchiness to it.
Even though it's mixed terribly, her cadence is catchy.
I was going to ask, did we nominate that one for worst mix this year?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Okay, great.
All right, so next up is Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines.
Everybody get up.
I mean, is this really even a contest? Honestly, I like the Sleigh Bells song a lot more than that. Like, I know it's mixed horribly, but there's a catchiness to it that I enjoy. Yeah. And I think Blurred Lines is obnoxious.
Yep. Same.
Yeah, I'd have to say I'm in agreement. Sleigh Bells has always been like a love-hate band for me because they do have some really good songs, but they started getting into this weird like wall of sound type thing to where it's just like so much, but it's more of like guilty pleasure. And Blurred Lines is basically just drunk bitch dancing at a bar music. That's all it is.
Yeah, well put.
I'm not going to listen to another Sleigh Bells song, just that one probably.
They got a couple decent ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that good to where I'm like, oh, it's better than I'm going to go. Yeah, it's not. I'm not going to go listen to it, but if I'm going to go seek out Sleigh Bells, I'm going to listen to that song. I'm not going to listen to anything else. I'm a creature of habit, Teresa.
Well, and I'm never going to seek out Robin Thicke. Like, that's the only song of his I know. And that's enough for me to never want to seek him out ever.
That's the song of his that anybody knows. That's the only one.
So are we all in agreement? Robin Thicke moves on?
Yup.
Yup.
Okay. Bye, Sleigh Bells.
What's next?
Next is going to be 9 and 6.
Okay. So 9 is Big Kenny Starr. And you said 6? That's going to be Smashing Pumpkins. Hooray!
Hooray!
So we get to hear the impression again.
Yay.
I'm just a country boy from out of town. Come to your city, I'm about to throw it down.
What the fuck?
Mama always told me I was born to break the rules. My daddy showed me all I gotta do.
Ah, that's some of Jody B's bullshit right there.
Yes, that's what that is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. See, and I think this is going to be an
fucking
interesting
video
matchup.
Game noises.
No, this is easy.
And what's the other one?
Smashing Pumpkins, Hooray.
Out on the plains of Chickamauga, rode a last night, could last so strange.
Do it, Brandon. Do it.
Do it.
I'm upset about the clip because, like, you didn't even get to the worst part of Corgan's voice when he's just like, hi. It's like the Disco Smashing Pumpkins is fucking so bizarre and weird. I can't wrap my mind around it.
We have another clip, Brandon, if you need to hear that.
Yeah, I can play the second clip.
Is that it? Or is, like, I haven't heard any of these clips, so it's either that part or it's when it breaks down and gets really, like, circusy. Like, that song's all over the place.
All right, you know, I usually pull the intro or something important in the first clip, and then the second clip is usually part of the chorus or something, so.
Yeah, okay.
Clip 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Well, I know it's got my vote. What are you guys thinking?
Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm going to say it's a hard matchup because, like, they're both kind of on the same level. It's like this weird artistic expression that they're trying to do, and they're both doing some weird disco-y, well, what Jody said, it was disco country, I think he said.
Yeah.
So they're both kind of in the same vein, but I feel like Hooray is more pretentious and obnoxious. So I'm going with Hooray.
All right, Red?
I'm going with the Big and Rich shit.
Yeah, if we do that, though, then we're going to have Big and Rich going up against John Rich.
Ooh.
So be it.
Big Kenny versus Big Rich.
It's Big Kenny from Big and Rich and John Rich from Big and Rich. So it would be the band going against one another.
I know. I just can't get over upbeat, cocaine-fueled, disco-smashing pumpkins. And I know Corgan's sober. That's a fucking fever dream of a song, dude.
Disco country or disco Corgan?
I'm going Corgan.
So Corgan moves on, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins are going to move on.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Bye, Big Kenny. Thanks for playing.
All right.
Okay. Next match is going to be 2 versus 5.
So clip 2 is Soulja Boy with Yah!
Oh, God. Oh,
man.
How did that even lose?
I don't know.
No idea.
This is going against Savannah Dexter featuring Brabo Gator, Shot Me Alive.
Guys, this is no fucking brainer.
But for continuity's sake. For continuity's sake.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, stand so deck in the time of Soulja Boy A-Rail. We got something new for y'all. Man, when somebody be in your face on your nerves and talking and you don't want to hear, they be like, y'all, trick y'all! Hey, Soulja Boy, can I...
Y'all, trick y'all!
Yo, what A-Rap, I really...
Y'all, trick y'all!
Cali Park, me.
Come on, come on, come on!
God damn it. I was getting into that clip.
I can play the second clip.
No, it's okay. That's a horrible song. It's mixed terribly.
All right.
I do think that we need to have that on the soundboard at some point.
I've got a list of all the sound clips that I need to add, and that's on there.
Yep.
All right, so here's Savannah Dexter and the country love song.
I gotta say, these matches are pretty evenly matched up.
They are. Like, this is proving to be quite interesting.
It's kind of been a little one-sided.
We'll see. We'll play the clip.
At least right now.
You put a magazine, so automatic, feel safe when you have it.
You taught me how to handle my temper, used to throw shot after shot. You calming down when I'm tripping.
I remember used to shoot it out.
Yep.
I was scared that you would leave, so I kept you around.
Showcases next to my demons, the old me's dead and you're the reason.
Oh, no. This is going to be harder than I thought. I don't think this is as one-sided as you think, Red. I went into this matchup going, oh, Soulja Boy's got this all fucking day. And then I remember that this is a pro-gun love ballad.
Listen, both of y'all know, and everybody listening probably knows, how much I hate Soulja Boy and that yah shit and the fucking you and whatever. I've said it a million times. I hate that motherfucker, right? Against Savannah Dexter and Brabo Gator, it's fucking Mozart.
The Savannah Dexter song is just slow cringe. Soulja Boy is forgivable because that's what Soulja Boy does. Like, even that being an early stage, like, with the poor mix and whatnot, like, there's a catchiness to that. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with the Shot of Love or whatever the fuck
it's
called.
Shot Me Alive.
Shot Me Alive. Ugh.
You brought it.
I don't remember every song title that I bring. It's a lot of this involved.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to agree, because at least with Soulja Boy, it makes me laugh. Like, as ridiculous as it is, I can have fun with that. This Shot Me Alive is so fucking boring. Even doing the episode, that felt like it took about an hour just to go through the song. It's so dull and it sucks.
Yeah,
that really does.
It's unanimous, guys.
Unanimous.
All right. I know you said these are one-sided, but that's usually how the first round of these goes, Red. Like, once we get through the first round, shit gets really tough.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the next match is going to be 14 and 7.
14 is... That's going to be JPEG Mafia Thug Tears. And...
Okay.
Going against Lil Uzi Vert, Chop Suey.
Wow, these are really evenly matched up. That's crazy.
I know. Like, I was kind of hoping this would be, like, all over the place, but damn. All right, so let's start off with JPEG Mafia.
Weed, crack, and dope.
Damn, Peggy. All I need is rest. I am a contestant. How can I confess this? Watch how I'm finesse. Are you so invested? This can't be your best shit. I am not impressed. Bullets through my body. I'm a different shawty.
You cut it off right when he started to cry.
Well, we do have the second clip.
Oh, God damn it. Now let's play the other one first.
So here is Lil Uzi Vert with Chop Suey.
When the roads are merging to one,
God damn it.
Forced to jump.
This is kind of hard.
What do you think, Teresa? What do you think?
I want to say Chop Suey, but Thug Tears is so bad too.
Well, you got a shitty cover going up against like sappy death poetry.
Because at least there's thought. Like, I don't understand his thoughts with Thug Tears, but with Chop Suey, like, it's hardly a cover. Hardly. Musically, it's a cover. And then it's just...
Yeah, it's note for note.
Well, yeah. And then the rest of it is just auto-tune bullshit. And then he doesn't even do the last part of the song. It's like some voicemail.
They're both lazy in their own right, I think.
Guys, he literally cries. Like, I don't know how many times I have to bring tears on this show for them to be recognized. But God damn it. The actual tears were had on in the middle of this performance. That has to count for something.
It does, because he's a grown-ass man crying.
He's a grown-ass man.
I can't forgive the fucking auto-tune, dude.
I'm taking, you're going with Lil Uzi Vert?
Yep.
Okay, and I'm going with JPEG Mafia. So, Teresa, this is up to you.
Again.
I want to hear the second clip of JPEG Mafia.
Okay, that's fair.
I wish a nigga would try test me. I wish a nigga would go against me. I'm a dog, I'll play with no rapping. Fuck around and dump on the back street. I done crossed so many times. I done did so many crimes.
Don't kill me.
No time. Y'all gassed up for the new line. I make a nigga cry at his own pad. I make a nigga cry for his dead dad. I make a nigga cry for his fat wife. I make a nigga cry for help. Make a fuck nigga cry for himself.
It just got to him. It was such an emotional, passionate. What the fuck is going on with this man?
I don't know, man. I just, there's something about the Chop Suey cover.
I think you just like System of a Down enough to be offended that that's even a
I just
thing.
Don't like auto-tune, man. Like, it's a crutch. It's a crutch.
There are a lot of poor choices made in that song. I will give you that.
And the freestyling in it or whatever it is and adding all the extra shit to it. Yeah. And, you know, the music is note for note, but he made it his own, I guess. And he left a little bit of the System of a Down nuances in there to make it that song. It's I don't know, dude. I my soul and my heart is telling me to pick Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, it's not up to you. Teresa, for the first time since you've been a part of this show... It's up to you.
It feels so nice being able to speak.
Don't get used to it.
I know.
The floor is yours, Teresa.
Just this one time.
Yeah.
I honestly think just because the JPEG Mafia song, there's so much going on. I think like even when we were listening to it, it makes me feel anxious. Like it does something to me that just, it affects me negatively. And with like that pen clicking sound, yeah, with the boo-hooing, I'm going with Thug Tears. I'm sorry, Red.
Yeah.
Bye, Lil Uzi Bird.
Okay. I'm flying through these.
I know.
So the next match is going to be 13 and 11.
13 is Streetlight Manifesto, We Will Fall Together.
Oh,
and you
God.
Said,
okay.
What was the other one?
11.
11. Smash Mouth, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Another fucking cover.
All right, so here's Streetlight.
Hey, what's you, a guy? Obsessed with the afterlife. Oh, what a terrible day that was. He realized he wasted all his time ticking by, and he'd been left behind. And as the clock ticked off, his heart did stop, and everything he had was fun.
I like that song.
You would.
Shut up, Brandon.
Here is Smash Mouth, Never Gonna Give You Up.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules and so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand.
God damn it. It's tough, because I like the Streetlight Manifesto song. I do. I'm a fan of them. But I don't think that Smash Mouth cover is much worse.
Wait, what now? You don't think it's much worse?
I think they're pretty even. Like, it's hard for me to sit there and say which one it deserves to move on in this round.
Teresa, I think we're going to need second clips for both of these.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, I know the Streetlight song. I know. I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to play.
Yeah.
All right.
Do it anyway, Teresa.
Here is clip two of Smash Mouth.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
What's bad about the Smash Mouth song, Brandon?
I don't like that they have a singer that's replacing the front man, but trying to sound like him at the same time. Mm-hmm. I have a very strong stance on when the front man of a band dies or they try to replace them, that you can't just be Alice in Chains anymore, or you can't just be Smash Mouth anymore. You know, it changes things.
Or Sublime with Rome.
Right. So when you try to recreate the exact same thing with someone else, I don't think it works. And I'm not a fan of all like the little like side noises that are going on in that song. Like, you can't just stick to like the main instruments. You got to add these like fancy sound effects and shit that don't make sense.
Right.
So yeah, I guess I'm going to go Smash Mouth on this one. Like, I like the Streetlight song. I don't think it's that bad.
Fair enough. Teresa?
I know you're all butthurt about horns in punk music.
But they both have horns in them.
I'm going to have to agree with Brandon. I think it's offensive that they replace him with somebody who's almost identical vocally to him. And it's too busy of a song. If they would have slowed it down a little bit and not had everybody like showcase like, oh, look at me on the keyboards, look at me on the drum, like that whole charade that they were pulling, it maybe would have been decent, but I'm going to go with Smash Mouth.
It don't matter, but what were you thinking?
Oh, yeah, the Streetlight Manifesto shit, man. That's what I was going to say.
Is it just the horns, though?
No, I just don't like the song, man. I don't know, it goes on too long. There's too much going on. I don't like the dude's, the ska voice. I don't like any of it.
I can respect that, but it doesn't matter.
But see, like with Streetlight, it's a little bit upbeat and it's fun. It's a lot more fun than the Smash Mouth song.
See, I gotta disagree with you on that one.
Oh, really?
I think the Smash Mouth song is way more upbeat than Streetlight.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do think the Streetlight song is a better song.
No way.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Nope, sure don't. What's next?
Majority rules, motherfucker.
Right, moving on. Moving on.
Okay, so the next matchup is going to be 17 versus 10.
Okay, so 17 is Baja Men, It's Spooky in Here.
Oh my god.
Versus Steven Seagal, Struts.
Oh, finally we get to some like crazy matchups.
Wow. This is a good one. This is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start off with some Baja Men.
Hey, 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 hey
cut it off at the worst possible time.
I know, right? Every time. Every time. And I did it to myself. That's crazy.
All right. And let's hear Steven Seagal.
Mr. Steven Seagal, right on Jamaica, I say, one, the body's young. So let me send it for Lee and the sock, I ain't done no more wrong. You see me? So.
Would you really run down, eh?
Me want the body if you make me feel nice. Why? Tell me where you really want all night.
Me want the banana if you make me nice.
Me want the body, him want the banana.
I'm going to make it my only purpose in life from here on out to bring Punani back.
It's so icky, especially when he says it.
Oh, man. Dang, I'm going to have to go with Baja, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain.
It's just, it's not good. There's an entertainment factor to the Seagal song. You know what I mean? We've all sitting here laughing at it. Like I danced to the spooky song, but it's cereal box music, man.
It's cereal box music about a holiday and a TV show when they don't know jack shit about either one.
Right.
Yeah, it was a cash grab.
Steven Seagal said the word punani, guys. In a Jamaican accent. I mean, come on. That's fucking funny.
He was asking you if you wanted it. Like he was right. Gonna serve you some punani. Like he was ready right. To go.
Yeah. That's fucking funny. I don't give a shit who you are.
Does he serve it hot or cold?
It's gotta be hot, Teresa. Come on. That's just that's just icky.
It's a golf.
Cold dead punani is just gross.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going Baja, man.
All right, Teresa, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I gotta agree.
Okay. Good. This was a matchup that was going to be too difficult for me to Sophie's Choice and to try to figure out. So I'm glad that you guys made the decision for me.
Okay.
As hokey as it is, like, it's not really that fun hokey. It's so bad. And at least, like, yeah, Steven Seagal, it can make me smile.
That's true.
Yeah, it'll make you dry up like the Sahara Desert. I mean, it's gross. Big, fat, sweaty Steven Seagal and all this. But it's fucking funny. I mean, come on, guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's just funny. See you next year, probably.
Oh, there's plenty of Steven Seagal to go through.
Right.
Okay, so the next matchup is going to be 8 versus 12.
All right, so 8 is Cold Chamber Robo.
Oh, no.
Going against... You two, get out of your own way.
Ooh. Oh, God. Two really hard to listen to songs.
Okay, so here is Cold Chamber.
Love is in the air, blinding me with smoke. You are the air I breathe.
God.
Here
God.
Is you two.
Okay.
Love hurts. Now you're the girl who's left with no words. Your heart's a balloon, but then it bursts. It doesn't take a cannon just to pin your skins. No covering and resistance. Love has got to fight for its existence. A fist, listen to this, oh.
Get out of your own way.
I don't care how, like, shitty that, was it Cold Chamber? Yeah, was that Cold that Chamber. Band?
Yeah.
I don't care how shitty of a song that is. At least there's some hard guitar in there and there's some sort of music to keep me interested in it. Like, I have no interest in listening to any pussified YouTube pretentious bullshit. So, no. The U2's got my vote.
Yeah, fuck you two. Bono and Edge can go suck a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. You guys know that type of music is my fucking guilty pleasure. I love it. I can eat it up, even though it's terrible. I'll go back and listen to Rowboat. I am not going to go back and listen to U2. And that's what makes it so bad, is that it was supposed to be a song for his kids, and then he turned it political. Fuck you, Bono.
Yeah. I believe we got one more matchup, Teresa.
Yes, I believe so.
And that's going to be...
Or wait, no, we should have two.
Yeah, we got two songs.
No, we have three left. So this might have to be a three.
We got three left. That don't make sense.
Yeah, we've got Steven Tyler, Danny Aiello, and Striper.
Oh, okay. Because you were including the...
Yep.
Yeah.
We... Okay. I forgot about this last episode.
I did too, on purpose.
God. Okay, so let's just do these three and get this out of the way.
Okay.
So the first one is going to be Steven Tyler, Red, White, and You. Ew.
Georgia night. Look around, cause it don't get any better. Have you ever felt so alright? Let's dance, take it slow. Tom Petty on the radio.
Now, isn't that the song about how he gets rock hard at the 4th of July? Like the fireworks and shit?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the one.
And speaking of getting rock hard, Danny Aiello with Papa Wants the Best for You. Here all night, folks.
Excellent segue, Teresa.
Yeah.
Papa's not preaching, just trying to show you the right from the wrong. I'm only reaching out for the things that will help you along. Before your mama passed away, she made me promise every day that I would take care of her baby.
Okay, and last one is Striper, Honestly.
Okay, here's my thought, right off the hip. I think we need to throw Steven Tyler and his Red, White, and You out. Get it out of here.
I agree.
Okay.
There's nothing. It's a whatever song.
Brandon, do you agree?
Yeah, I can accept that.
Okay. So now we're looking at Danny Aiello and Striper.
Yep. Striper. And honestly, I think quasi-sexual love for Jesus is worse than a dad just following up on his shitty kid, his fucking stupid whore of a daughter.
It's cringe factor for me, I think. Like, which one's cringier?
Can we play the second clips?
Yeah.
Papa just wants the best for you. He wants to be proud of the things you do. Papa wants the best.
It's got that 80s sitcom intro sound to it that I'm sorry. I just love it.
He's out of his element though. It sucks. You know what I mean? Like he's not a musician. He's an actor.
Well, sure.
So he's stepping out of the box a little bit. He's out of his element. Teresa, give me the Striper.
Well, plus it's supposed to be a clapback song at Madonna and at Papa Don't Preach. So
yeah, but it's going up against like getting friend zoned by Jesus.
All right, let's play the second clip.
Teresa, where are you going?
you cut it off at like the best possible line.
I know.
Where he's talking about how as a friend he's always going to be true. Like, you guys, you got to listen to these clips before you pull them.
I did my best.
That's why I clip them like that, Brandon.
You son of a bitch.
But I do it on purpose.
Bastard.
As cringy as it is to have a love song about your love of Jesus and confusing it for a love of a woman or someone else, I just think it's more of a sad attempt. Danny Aiello's is the worst song out of the two.
It's not a song about loving Jesus and a woman. It's a song about loving Jesus and friendship. That's worse.
But if you didn't know any better, that
this is the Christian version of You've Got a Friend Within Me. Like, I can hear Randy Newman singing this shit.
I would have preferred it if Randy Newman sung it. I don't know. I think that the Danny Aiello song, it's just so cheesy and so desperate, especially to try and coattail off of Madonna. And
that's true. It's got a whole like let's twist again
feel
to it.
Like, he's basically coattail writing and he failed horribly at it. So to me, yeah, Danny Aiello moves on.
I'm going Striper. So Red, this is up to you.
Jesus Super Friends or Danny Aiello.
That sounds like a TV show.
Yeah, it's like the Captain Planet, but with Jesus. I think I'm going to have to go Danny Aiello.
Damn.
Just because, like, that's what that's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, Striper's supposed to make cringy Jesus Super Friend music. That's what they do. Danny Aiello stepped out and said, fuck you, Madonna. How about this? And it's fucking terrible, man. It's way worse, I think. Way worse. Like, not even comparable in my opinion.
Okay, fine. It's fine. I'm allowed to lose some.
Yeah, I mean, half of this list is yours.
It's true.
Don't stroke his ego, Teresa. We're trying to knock him off of his fucking pedestal, okay? You're not helping it. You're not helping the matter at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it only makes sense. I am half the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right, so we've got round two going on now, right?
Yeah, we've officially ended the first round, and since we have 9 entries going on for this round, I think we should just do 3 rounds of 3.
I agree.
I like it.
Okay, perfect. So, and we'll just do these in the order that they won in. So whoever has the list, tell us what's next.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, why not?
That's how we're going to do it. Okay. All right. So we've narrowed down our 9, and the first 3 are John Rich with I'm Offended, Robin Thicke with Blurred Lines, and Billy Corgan and Smashing Pumpkins with Hooray.
Okay, great. So, Teresa, why don't you play the second clips for these ones?
So you said first one was
John Rich.
John Rich.
And I'm offended. You're offended. Let's all get offended tonight. I'll order us a beer. We can sit down right here and scream and yell and cuss and fuss and fight.
Okay.
All right.
So number 2 was who again?
Robin Thicke.
Okay, and then Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins, yep.
That's tough.
Teresa, what's your throwaway?
I'm going to say the throwaway is John Rich.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the John Rich one, it's so typical. Like, you look at John Rich, you know he's going to do this pandering political shit. And I mean, the song, it's goofy. Like, you can kind of chuckle at it. It's kind of a nothing song to me, honestly. Like, it's just something to laugh at, in my opinion. So that's my throwaway.
And you agree with that, Brandon?
I kind of do. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those instances where it's just because it's this matchup. Like, I'm annoyed with the disco Smashing Pumpkins song. Because you didn't even grab all the different parts to this song. It changes multiple times and it gets like really bizarre and out there and doesn't make any fucking sense. So I think that that's worse than the John Rich, because that's just standard wannabe edgelord country to me. I could laugh at that and move on with it. And the Robin Thicke song is just annoying and irritating to me. So this one's a hard decision between Robin Thicke and Smashing Pumpkins for me.
See, I was going to throw away Smashing Pumpkins.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, if let's say you do throw out Smashing Pumpkins, who are you thinking's worse?
Robin Thicke.
Okay. What about you, Teresa?
Teresa, out of your picks of Corrigan and Smashing Pumpkins and Robin Thicke, who do you think?
I'm picking Smashing Pumpkins because the thing that annoys me with like the whole Smashing Pumpkins thing is that the songs don't make any fucking sense unless you're an avid Smashing Pumpkins fan, because he's got this whole world built around his albums. And it's just like, I know he's telling a story, but I don't understand what the fuck he's going on about. To me, it sounds like gobbledygook. Like, it just sounds like Brandon said, some cocaine fueled circus space dream. I don't like it. It's not entertaining. And the Robin Thicke one, that one too, that I can chalk it up to, this was just a song to get people out on the dance floor. There's no purpose for the Smashing Pumpkins song at all, in my opinion. So that one would move on.
Brandon, are you going Corrigan and Smashing Pumpkins too? out of the same pick?
That was a really strong argument, Red. You got to agree with that. Like,
it is. I'm trying to lead this conversation into eliminating ones that I'm throwing away so we can make a unanimous pick here. You know what I mean? Because I'm wanting to throw away Corrigan. You guys are wanting to move him on.
Yeah. I'm at a
fucking crossroads here.
Because, I mean, like, the Robin Thicke song is obnoxious and it's rapey. You know, we haven't even talked about that because it's a nothing detail to this.
Right.
It's got a danceable quality to it. You know, like, there are people that got down to Blurred Lines. You know, it's...
So what if you throw Robin Thicke away and you've got John Rich and Smashing Pumpkins?
Oh, Smashing Pumpkins is much...
Teresa,
yeah,
same question. Smashing Pumpkins.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so I'm backed in a corner here, right?
It looks like it.
With no way out. I mean, that's a solid argument.
I'll give you a chance to plead your case, dude.
No. I'm not going to say that I like the Smashing Pumpkins song, but being a Smashing Pumpkins fan, I can appreciate it.
Okay.
A little bit. I can probably throw the John Rich song away as well, really. I mean, if I thought about it, that would be my second throwaway, would be the John Rich on those same principles. Okay, so that leaves me Robin Thicke and Smashing Pumpkins. So again, I'm already in favor of, you know, Corrigan being a throwaway, so Robin Thicke would be my choice. But that's low-hanging fruits. That's, you know, dance club shit. Everybody skirted right past the whole meaning of the song, blah, 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 blah. I'm really not in agreements with Billy Corgan moving on, but that's unanimous. I'm backed in a corner, but that's just my thought. I think Robin Thicke.
Here's another argument for the Smashing Pumpkins song. Like I said, that, like, what, since Siamese Dream, the one with the bullet.
I don't know that song.
That basically, since that album, he's had like this whole story set up. Like I said, that as a fan, that you get it, like, you understand the whole mythos he's created. But as a casual listener, to where it's just like, oh, what's this song? And then if you really get into it, like, it makes no sense. You don't understand anything he's doing. And it's a turnoff, because it's like, yeah, I can appreciate that he's trying to do something artistic. But for the casual listener, it's unappealing. It's too out there. And it sounds like garbage. Boom.
All right. So I guess,
damn.
Smashing Pumpkins moves on.
I suppose so. All right. So what's next?
All right. So next up, we've got Savannah Dexter and Bravo Gator with Shot Me Alive. We've got JPEG Mafia and Thug Tears. And Smash Mouth, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Okay, well, I can see the throwaway in this round.
Okay, so here's...
Wait a minute. Before you play any clips, what's your throwaway, Brandon? I want to go ahead and get this started. I want to get some back and forth going here. So what's your throwaway, Brandon?
Honestly, before we even play anything, I think Smash Mouth should be thrown out of this.
Okay.
I think it's a matter of the first two.
Is that the same thing for you too, Teresa?
My automatic throwaway is Savannah Dexter.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be interesting.
My automatic throwaway was JPEG Mafia.
This is going to get spicy.
Right. Okay. Play the clips, Teresa.
Okay, so first up, let's do Savannah Dexter.
Yep. Your love hit me like a 45. Against the world, you might ride or die. Don't stop. Forever type of feeling when I look in your eyes. Them other couples couldn't have made it through the things we survived. I'm your burning, I'm your pride, I'm by your side. Your love hit me like a 45. You shot me alive.
Pop, pop.
Okay, so Savannah Dexter was first, and then, I'm sorry,
JPEG Mafia. JPEG Mafia. I wish a nigga would try test me. I wish a nigga would go against me. I'm a dog, I'll play with no rappy. Fuck around and dump on the back street. I'd have crossed so many times. I'd have done so many crimes. Don't kill me. No time. Y'all gassed up for the new line. I'll make a nigga cry at his own pad. I'll make a nigga cry for his dead dad. I'll make a nigga cry for his fat wife. I'll make a nigga cry for help. Make a fuck nigga cry for himself. Thug Tears. Okay, and then the last one is Smash Mouth. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Yeah, see, I think Smash Mouth is forgivable when you put it up against the other two. You may have a point, Brandon. You may have a point. But I feel like Savannah Dexter and Bravo Gator walks away with that whole entire three-way right there.
I absolutely agree with that. And like, as much as I want to push Thug Tears on, like I'm annoyed by that and the crying and all that shit. Like, I got to be real. And the cringy gun metaphors being thrown in for a love song is much worse. So, yeah, that's got my vote.
Yeah, Teresa, it doesn't matter, but what do you think?
See, I would have actually gone on with Smash Mouth because I still think that with the Savannah Dexter song, if you think about it, that there are people out there that are, they're dedicating this to their boyfriend and girlfriend. You have people going out to karaoke bars singing this.
That's cringy, Teresa.
I know it's cringy, but it's something that is at least more mainstreamable. I guess I'm just pleading my case. I know it's moving on, but with the Smash Mouth song, like, it's just too much. They're trying too hard and it's still, I don't know. I'll stop.
Teresa, I got two words for you.
What?
Pop, pop.
Okay. Okay.
Your vote shot me alive, Teresa.
Yeah. Makes your argument moot.
Right, yeah.
God,
yeah, so last up, we've got Baja Men, and it's spooky in here. We've got U2 and Get Out of Your Own Way. And we've got Danny Aiello.
Papa just wants what's best for you.
Yeah.
Papa just wants to stay in the game.
Oh, wow.
He's trying.
This is rough, bro. Holy cow.
This is a difficult one. Like, all three of these honestly deserve to move on.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So let's start off with Baja Men. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. It's okay, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, okay,
thank God he mentioned what day Halloween was.
I know, I almost forgot. Okay, so next up is Danny Aiello with Papa Wants the Best for You.
Papa just wants the best for you. He wants to be proud of the things you do. Papa wants the best. He only wants the best for you. Papa's just looking out for you. Whatever you do, we'll see it through. Papa wants the best. He only wants the best for you.
All right. And last one, and certainly not least, you two, Get Out of Your Own Way.
Get out.
Give it to me, Brandon.
Okay, so honestly, I think my throwaway in this round is going to be Danny Aiello.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the Digimon song is retarded for all the reasons that it should be. Like, there's a reason it's here.
Yeah, yep.
The U2 song is douchey and pretentious, and it's mixed messaged. It's hard to figure out what the fuck it's going on in it, and there's a lot to that song. Danny Aiello's, it's got structure, it's catchy. You could technically clap along to this song. It, of the three, I don't think it's the worst one.
Teresa, what's your throwaway song?
My throwaway one, honestly, would be U2, because I think this is coming down to who's writing the coattails harder. Is it Danny Aiello writing the coattails of Madonna harder? Or is it Baha Men trying to get in on popular shit?
That sweet Digimon. Exactly. That sweet Digimon money, cash.
You've got Halloween money. You've got Digimon money. So who's riding the coattails harder? This is par for the course for you two. You throw a dart at their catalog and same shit, different day.
That's true.
This one, I think, deserves to be thrown out. Rediford?
I was going to throw out Baha Men.
Damn, again.
God damn. Okay, so why?
So wait a minute. In both of your scenarios, U2 still stands, right? In both of your scenarios. Mine, so that tells me something.
I throw out U2.
Oh, right. Okay, right. That's what I meant to say. You're throwing away who I think should go through, which is interesting because Baha Men, it's fucking Baha Men. It's what you, I feel like it's what you expect is cereal box music from the people that put out Who Let the Dogs Out. You know what I mean? That's...
No, you don't. That's what's crazy about this. Like,
I feel like you should. That,
it's a holiday theme song about a TV show.
You too, in my opinion, should move on.
And I don't think Digimon ever did like a Halloween episode. I don't think they ever had like holiday shows. So that makes it even more confusing.
You too should move on.
Well, see, and now mentioning that it's just like, who wanted the bigger paycheck? Baha Men or Danny Aiello? Danny Aiello wanted Madonna money, and Baha Men wanted Digimon bucks.
Yeah, Baha Men wanted General Mills money.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Those Digibucks.
Yeah. I still feel like you two should move on.
Can we get another clip of each?
Yeah.
I know we've listened to these already, but I'm stuck.
Okay. I'll start off with Baha Men again.
Okay.
Here is Danny Aiello.
Papa's not preaching, just trying to show you the right from the wrong. I'm only reaching
out for the things that will help you along. Before your mama passed away, she made me promise every day that I would take care of her baby.
Okay, and here is YouTube.
Like, can't you just close your eyes and hear that song? And, like, as you're hearing it, you see, like, credits, like, it's produced by so-and-so. And there's a catchiness to that song.
Yeah, there is.
The Danny Aiello song has an absolute sitcom sound to it. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean, you expect to see, like, especially with the music video, you expected to see, like, Papa Don't Preach in, like, 80s font. Starring Danny Aiello and him popping out being like, hey.
Yeah, like he runs down the stairs and he turns his head real quick and smiles at the camera, you know. You can see it. That's all I'm saying.
But the mental visual aspect of it does not make it a better choice. That just makes
I'm just harder. Like, of the three.
True. All right. And here is the YouTube clip. I'm still sticking with my choice. U2 is the throwaway song.
See, and now after listening to both of them, I want to change mine to the Digimon song being the throwaway, just because of the novelty of it.
Yes.
And I also think if it's going to be between Danny Aiello and U2...
Okay, let me make
another one. I don't know.
Danny Aiello is sitcom, Brandon. Sitcom-y. Yuckity yuck. Come on.
U2's the worst one. But U2 is U2. It's just standard U2 shit.
Exactly. Like, this is the exact same song that they have been putting out for, like, the last 20 years. And the Danny Aiello song, like, he legitimately wanted this to be something. He starts off right out the gate that Papa's not preaching. I just want the best for you. So he's coattailing so hard. This is expected of U2, and it's nothing. It's a nothing song.
Yeah, but with the Danny Aiello song, you know what it's about. There's no trying to figure out any, like, deep metaphors or, like, any, like, meanings behind lyrics. It makes sense. The U2 song makes no sense.
It makes no sense, but it's the same shit that they've been doing nonstop. Like, it's always all political.
That's just proving that U2 has always sucked.
Yeah, and so does Danny Aiello on his first musical attempt.
You take his name out your mouth.
No.
Uh-oh.
He's staying his mouth.
We know what happens next.
So are we in agreement that Baja Man is at least out?
Yeah, I was throwing him away anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still going with U2.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, Teresa, but I think U2 is worse.
I don't agree, but I've got to agree. My hand is twisted. Or my arm is twisted.
I get the feeling we're going to get some interesting responses from this episode.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's going to be some people that are like, what? You're insane! Teresa was right about Danny Aiello.
Guys, you want to know who's left?
Who's left?
Smashing Pumpkins with Hooray, Savannah Dexter and Bravo Gator with Shot Me Alive, and U2 with Get Out of Your Own Way. Which one of those are you throwing away, guys?
Okay. Are we doing this where we're just picking the one song that we would throw away from this list and then the other two move on? Like, are we picking a top one out of this? How do you want to do this one?
I think we stay on the throwaway train.
Okay.
I see. I don't think so. Which one is the worst out of those three, do you think?
Between Smashing Pumpkins, Savannah Dexter, and
U2.
Yep. Savannah Dexter, honestly.
Teresa?
I'm going with Smashing Pumpkins.
Wow. I was going with U2.
God damn it.
Okay. I think we have to hear clips then to figure this out.
We've already heard these clips, man.
Yeah, but when you put them up against different songs, it changes things up.
All right. All right.
Okay, so we'll start off Teresa. From the top. We'll start off with Savannah Dexter.
Love, you put a magazine, so automatic, you'll say for when you have it.
You taught me how to handle my temper, used to throw shot after shot, you calming down when I'm tripping.
I remember nights we used to shoot it out, I was scared that you would leave so I kept you around.
Showcases next to my demons, the old me's dead and you're the reason.
That's just so bad.
All right, out of three, so we need two. So out of three, can we all be in agreement that Savannah Dexter and Bravo Gator should move on automatically?
Yeah.
To the final two?
Yep.
Yeah, that I can agree with. That.
All right, so we're left with Smashing Pumpkins and you two.
Yep.
All right, so here's Smashing Pumpkins.
Come on, go. Wrote her last night, could last some strains. She knew I was good, but would not follow. A Valentine arriving on Saturday. Rose played the bucks and Rose skipped it locking. Rose flowered out on the range.
Here is you two.
Get out of your own way.
I think this is a pretty difficult decision to make here. You got two songs from two rock icons that don't make sense. And they both have retarded lyrics. The music is ridiculous in both of them. This is a difficult. This is tough.
I think Smashing Pumpkins deserves to move on. Simply,
why do you have such a hard on for Smashing Pumpkins?
Because, like I said before, that I understand that he's trying to do something new, but it's like, this is so bizarre. It makes no sense. Like, the song is awkward. His vocals are awkward. The music is awkward. I mean, halfway through the song, it turns into some weird Calliope space music. To where you think you're fucking in a space circus. And like I said before, with the U2 song, it's just, it's the same shit. And I think the song is worse if you are legitimately trying to do something new and unique and it comes out like that. That is fucking trash. I would rather listen to the U2 song than have to listen to Hooray.
What?
She makes a good point.
No, she
makes
fuck, a good she, point. No, she doesn't.
Is more, you will hear that in a, that's commercial music. That is doctor's office waiting room music. What are you going to do with Hooray? Hooray is a garbage song that avid Smashing Pumpkin fans are the only ones getting excited over. Like I said, the casual fan, this makes absolutely no sense. I don't understand what, like if I hadn't looked it up, and known like his story behind this whole process he was doing, this makes no fucking sense. It sounds like he's losing his goddamn mind.
Okay. Brandon, which would you rather listen to again? Smashing Pumpkins or U2?
I love when it gets down to this argument.
I don't agree with the Smashing Pumpkins argument at all. And I'm baffled at Teresa's hard on for Smashing Pumpkins today. I don't understand it.
It's what's most unappealing to my ears.
So, it's the same way with me. The U2 song is so unappealing to my ears. I would so much rather listen to the Smashing Pumpkins song than the U2 song. It may be the same old humdrum shit, and that's what makes it bad because it's the same old shit. At least Billy Corgan stepped out and said, let's put out a fucking disco song, album, whatever. You know what I mean? This shit is the same old shit. It's the same old shit, which means
that's true.
It should go on because it's the same old shit.
We always say it on the show that we want people to branch out and try different things. And even if it doesn't work out and it's shit, that it's at least credit for, you know, trying something.
You are used to Smashing Pumpkins, radio Smashing Pumpkins.
Yep.
You, yeah. Teresa is. Right. So whenever he does something that you're not used to, you don't like it.
But isn't the point of me?
But it's more pleasing to you that U2 puts out the same shit because that's what you're used to.
If you are a mainstream artist and if you want your music to maintain mainstream status, shouldn't you then be putting out stuff that is palatable for any listener rather than having to digest an entire back catalog of some bizarre story? U2 is by far more digestible as anybody, because like I said, you've probably heard the song in the grocery store, at a doctor's office, wherever, getting your oil changed, and you thought nothing of it. You could listen to the song and not even know that you're listening to it. This song comes on, the Smashing Pumpkins song, it's record scratch because it's like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, Teresa, I made this point to Brandon. The new Andre 3000 album, the flute shit that he just put out. He didn't make that for you, Teresa. He made that for him. He's not making it because you want to hear it. He's making it because he wants to hear it. It's artistic expression.
Well, it's an artistic expression. Okay? That sucks.
And that's what the Hooray song is. It's not like anything that Andre 3000 or Smashing Pumpkins has ever put out. So they put it out because Billy Corgan and Smashing Pumpkins wanted to. They don't give a shit if you listen to it because you've already listened to all their famous music before. You've already given them your money for the music they've made.
Given them all of our money, that gives them the right to put out a bunch of gobbledygook bullshit.
Yeah, why not?
But that doesn't make it good then.
They've already made the money off of you that from the famous songs. That
doesn't make it a good song then. Creative expression. Anybody can have creative expression. That doesn't make a song good. And that's why I say that the Smashing Pumpkins song is worse.
What makes the U2 song different in this instance is that, yeah, it is the same U2 song that you've heard 500,000 times over again. But because it's the same U2 song that you've heard over and over again, it shows that they've given up. There's no fight in that dog anymore. If that song came out 15 years ago, I'd be on your side, Teresa, 100% on it. Because the Smashing Pumpkins song is ridiculous and silly, but because this U2 song is new. This shit just came out. It wasn't that long ago when we brought it to the show.
Just a few months.
It shows that band has just given up on it. Like, they're one-trick ponies. They found one sound that a group of people enjoyed, and they've done that for their entire careers. So I kind of think that U2 deserves to move on.
Boom.
Gotta admit, I made some pretty good fucking arguments, though.
You did. You did.
I didn't want to chime in because the debate was getting good. Like, you guys really made some interesting points. But at the end of the day, it is what it is.
I can admit when I'm beaten.
Teresa, I want to see your white flag.
I've got a piece of paper.
You give up. Yeah. Okay. That works.
Close enough.
Yeah, that works. So Savannah Dexter with Shot Me Alive and U2 with Get Out of Your Own Way is moving on and has one more chance to win Shit Is On the Year.
I honestly didn't expect it to go that way.
This Me either.
Be interesting.
That's how this shit goes. Yep. Yeah, this is a precursor to the Shitty Song of the Year. Things are going to be interesting.
Yes. I'm fighting for my fucking rights this goddamn time because I didn't win like three arguments tonight in a row almost. I'm fighting for my shit this year, damn it. I'm not taking no for an answer, Teresa. You can't handle the
truth.
You're
not my supervisor.
Let's see how it goes when there's like six other judges joining us.
I'm the captain now. Anyway, yeah, Savannah Dexter and you two are fighting their way back up into the bracket and could possibly win Shitty Song of the Year.
Best of luck to both of them.
That's great. So I guess the next thing from here is the official qualifier.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
With our buddy Pat Oates. That's going to be fun.
Yes, I can't wait. Pat Oates is an old friend of the show. Me and Brandon had Pat Oates on fucking like the infancy of Shitty Song of the Week, Teresa. Pat Oates is a great guy.
And he has good internet connection now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I'm excited about it.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun time. And I think the last time he was on here, it was for Shitty Song of the Year for the first round.
I believe so. I believe so.
So we get to make him suffer through the same shit again.
So what's funny is that I didn't realize this till the other day. This is the 5th anniversary of Shitty Song of the Year, Brandon.
It is.
Yeah, so Pat Oates was on the first one, and he's on the 5th one. I'm really excited about it, Pat.
He wasn't on the first one.
I thought it was the first one he was on.
I think it was like the 2nd or 3rd that he was a part of.
Okay, well, the 2nd one, and I was trying to make it cool. Sorry, Pat. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited to hang with Pat again, man. Pat's a good dude.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, I'm just excited to meet him. That's all.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that, folks. Stay tuned for that. Things are about to get hairy, guys.
Yeah, this is where shit gets real.
Yeah, last year, Pepper from History Buffs pulled a gun at Shitty Song of the Year last year. So no telling what the hell's going to happen
anything
here.
Anything can happen.
Yeah. Now, is there anything we want to plug or promote before we... I know we've just been plugging Shitty Song of the Year, but is there anything else before we call it?
Yes, if you want to head over to patreon.com/SSOTW, that is where you will be able to find the video version of this qualifier. And you can also find all the other video versions of the hidden tracks, the main feed episodes. You can find the Bo Daddy interview. You can also find all the Corey Feldman videos, the episode about that. So head over to patreon.com/SSOTW and sign up for the $5 shitbox tier today.
Yeah, don't forget, guys. I know we had some issues this week with the video episodes. They go up early on Sundays on the Patreon. I'll also throw up the poll early Saturday or Sunday. Just stay tuned for it. You'll get a notification on your phone when it happens. But one of the perks of the $5 shitbox thing, you get everything early in video form and you get the poll early and all that shit. So
absolutely. But I think that's as good a place as any to wrap it up for tonight. So as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And I'm Teresa.
And until the qualifier, I guess.
Later, motherfuckers.
Bye.